Cancel culture. By now, it's a familiar cycle. A public figure says or does something offensive, and a groundswell of people call them to be reprimanded, boycotted, or shunned. Often, it's liberals calling out supposed bad behavior, and conservatives disparaging those liberals as ultra-sensitive. In the first story in our Embedded 2020 series, Keystone Crossroads Jen Kinney spent some time with some unlikely champions of cancel culture, two Trump voters from rural Pennsylvania who are on a mission to hold people accountable for racism.
Hello, Mr. Paul.
Mr. Barrow, how are you?
I am fine, sir.
In Schuylkill County, firehouses are like a cross between a church basement and a sports bar. They're communal, civic. Sometimes they have secret knocks. On this Sunday afternoon, we're at the bar with Andy Barrow.
I'm going to go with the PBR to hair the dog.
He comes to catch up with friends, play darts.
Another thing we do is we roll the dice. So let's see if I get anything. Okay, nothing. This is my brother, Stosh.
Stosh Webb, Andy's younger brother.
My brother Andy, he's the older, wiser. He always looked out for me, took care of me, gave me sound advice.
Cheers, bro.
Andy is 52. Stosh is 44. And they have a lot in common. Both are combat veterans, both lean conservative, both grew up here in Schuylkill County, mountainous, working-class, coal country, where the population is 95% white. And there's one pretty big difference between the brothers. Stosh is black, Andy and their other brother are white. First, Andy.
I didn't know my biological father. My mother remarried when I was in first grade, and my mother married a black man. So in this area, that was a little bit controversial at the time, to say the least.
You know, nobody really said anything until once I get high school and teenager and stuff like that, and they're like, wait a minute, you have two white brothers? I'm like, yeah.
The social quarters of the Deer Lake Fire Company, where the brothers are nursing a hangover, was one of the first places their parents felt accepted as a couple. These halls are important around here. They raise money to support the volunteer firefighting. Some are voting locations.
They do bingos and kids' night, like movie nights.
The brothers are regulars at half a dozen fire halls around the county. Everyone seems to know them. But they're feuding with one fire company because of something that Stosh says happened last year.
I was out with my two buddies. One was Caucasian, the other one was Asian.
They were drinking, playing music on the jukebox at a social club in nearby Port Clinton.
So the bartender walks up. He's like, why don't you look up Lover by David Allan Cole? And we're like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, Lover, look it up.
That bleeped word, that was a racial slur said by a white bartender to a black patron.
I'm like, wow, that word just rolls off your tongue like you said it before.
David Allan Coe is a country musician who's recorded some very obscene, very offensive songs. In this one, a white man sings about how disgusted he is that his ex is now with a black man. It's graphic, racist, misogynistic.
We're kind of, shocked, kind of taking, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, what even makes you think it's okay to say that? And in the meantime, the fire chief was sitting off to the right. He didn't say anything. We got up and left.
Stosh filed a complaint. He's no stranger to racism and ignorance. Most of the time, he shrugs it off with dry humor. But this crossed a line. He called Andy.
Andy feels more strongly about it than I do. Like, I can only push it so far.
Andy's hit his own limit. He's tired of other white people assuming that just because he's white and conservative, he'll tolerate bigoted comments. Tired of the conversations white people sometimes have when his brother and father aren't in the room. Like recently, when some guys at a fire company bar were shouting slurs at black athletes on TV. And then
my dad came in. My dad, who's black. And these are people who are friends with my dad. But then 5 minutes later, when he walks out the door, they're back to dropping the N-bomb. Look at this blank on the TV. I don't understand the psychology of it.
So after the jukebox incident, Andy wrote a letter to the local paper.
Letter to the editor. Amidst the national debate over whether or not politicians or their comments are racist, I've encountered a clear example of racism which leaves no room for conjecture.
My only expectation is this guy, this bartender, should not be in this position in a fire company that is a pseudo-civic organization that is supported a lot of times by taxpayer dollars. I got it. It's his First Amendment right, freedom of speech. Blah, blah, blah. But there's repercussions with that.
The leadership of the Port Clinton Fire Company would not comment for this story. They did suspend the bartender, Michael Burke, for 2 weeks. Even though Stosh's friends confirmed they witnessed the incident, when reached by phone, Burke said it never happened.
We're only dealing with some idiot here that's writing letters and causing trouble. The guy's a bully and an idiot.
But it's been 6 months and the brothers aren't backing down. They want Burke fired. But when they posted about the incident in a local Facebook group, the brothers got a lot of support and a lot of pushback. So many snowflakes upset by a word, one person commented. Everybody's always offended by something.
You're sitting here looking at two guys who have how many combat tours? We are very thick-skinned individuals, trust me on that. I have never been called a snowflake before.
That's the thing about cancel culture. Critics say so-called social justice warriors want too much too fast, punishment with no room for second chances. But to the brothers, this is just the worst incident in decades of casual racism. Now that they feel a hard line has been crossed, they can't believe their community doesn't have their back. Stosh hasn't returned to Port Clinton. Andy does, but mostly to be provocative.
Everybody around here just wants this to go away. No! No! Yeah, it's easy for you to say that. You ain't me. This ain't your brother.
The brothers try not to pay too much mind to national politics. Andy had to ask his daughter what snowflake meant. They both voted for Obama in 08. Stosh went for Romney in 2012. And then?
I'll be honest with you, I voted for Trump. It was a lesser of two evils.
Stosh voted for Trump, too. Both men say they like what he's done for the economy, but not a lot of the other things he said and done.
Lacks a little bit of dignity, I think.
But I mean, you both told me you might vote for him again. I mean, it seems like you're holding this bartender to a higher standard than the president.
Well, I never heard the president use that word. Never heard, okay. I don't know that I've seen him do anything inherently racist. The issue here is this is something tangible to us. This is like this table in front of me. This is personal, but we can touch this.
I mean, everybody has their line. Like it's close with him. It's like that drunk uncle. Like, oh man, I want to talk to this guy, but he's gonna give me $100 bills for Christmas. So, thanks, Uncle Donald. Yeah, but
we're drunk uncles.
Looking at the Democrats in the primary, both brothers say Joe Biden is the only one they could vote for over Trump. Andy says he's the only one who can appeal to normal Americans. And then he wonders, what does he mean by normal American? Is that a racist way to think? For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Jen Kinney.
Keystone Crossroads Embedded 2020 Project is election year coverage that puts people, not politicians, at the center. Find out more at whyy.org/embedded2020 and tune in tomorrow during Morning Edition for another story from Jen Kinney in Schuylkill County.